Proverbs 28:4 says, "They that forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with them." Every year, the federal government in the United States of America and each of the 50 state governments observe a so-called holiday called Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Holiday means holy day, and it's anything but holy when examined by an honest Bible-believing Christian. To begin with, Martin Luther King Jr.'s birth name is Michael. His mother said she named him after the archangel. But at the age of 5, his dad changed both his name and his son's name to Martin Luther King. And the son, of course, became Junior. That's of little consequence. What is of major significance is that Martin Luther King Jr. denied the biblical Christian faith almost entirely. He was a liberal apostate. King denied the virgin birth of Jesus, saying that the evidence for the virgin birth, quote, is too shallow to convince any objective thinker, end quote. That's an absurd, satanic lie. And if Jesus wasn't born of a virgin, he's a sinner and couldn't save anybody. Regarding the deity of Jesus, the virgin birth, and bodily resurrection of Jesus, King also said, quote, "We could argue with all degrees of logic that these doctrines are historically and philosophically untenable," end quote. And again, King's statement is an absurd, satanic lie. At no point in his life did King ever repent of these anti-Christian, anti-biblical views. If the Bible is true, and it is, Martin Luther King Jr. was not a saved man. And even though he was murdered in cold blood and he died in a way that no one deserves to die, the Bible tells us that when he died, he went to hell. And nothing I've said up to this point is unbiblical or untrue, yet many professing Christians will turn me off at this point if they haven't already. Why? Because most professing Christians don't want the truth. They want to be lied to. And I want to be clear for those who haven't shut off this devotional already. I'm not happy that Martin Luther King Jr. chose to reject the Bible as the infallible Word of God. I'm not happy that he rejected the biblical truth about Jesus. I'm not happy that he rejected the biblical gospel for the Marxist social gospel. I'm not happy that if MLK didn't repent and believe the gospel before being killed, that he went to hell. I'm not happy about any of that. But I love and desire the truth, as should you. And I only want friends who do the same. So if standing firm on truth costs me friends, well, it didn't really cost me anything because I don't want friends who love and live a lie. Those who forsake God and His Word are not the crowd that I desire to run with. They that forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with them. Modern Christians praising Martin Luther King Jr. and many other false teachers as well only do so because they're not Bible-obeying, Bible-believing Christians. They are forsaking or have forsaken God's Word. And shame on them. I sent a message to the popular Got Questions website for their shameful, deceptive article on King and said the same to them. Shame on them. But to those of you who are willing to stand for the truth and suffer loss of associates claiming to be your friends as a result, well, God bless you. But take note of how our proverb ends, "But such as keep the law, contend with them." To not forsake God's word is not to sit silent or sit on the fence. If you do that, you're an accessory to apostasy. We are to contend with the wicked. We are to expose false teachers like Martin Luther King Jr. and liars like him who have borne false witness against the Word of God. This has been a choice that believers have been faced with since before Joshua said this to the children of Israel in Joshua 24:15. "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord."